Miami, July 5th and July 31st. Ice Cube's Big 3 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Featuring big stars like Dwight Howard, Joe Johnson, Lance Stephenson, and more. And featuring your home team, the Miami 305, led by Michael Beasley. Grab your tickets now at big3.com/tickets or Ticketmaster. Presented by iHeart.
The Ohio State secondary was a primary transfer portal concern, and the Buckeyes have worked quickly to add some key pieces. Welcome to Snap Judgments on 97.1 The Fan and 10TV, 10TV Plus. He is Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. No sleep for the Buckeyes, and they get a little jolt of energy from Terry Moore and Earl Little Jr. Berm.
Yeah, those are two pieces that the Buckeyes needed. They're two pieces that they've had their eyes on since the transfer portal window opened. Did not move necessarily as quickly as I think a lot of people would like, considering how fast some of the guys departed the program, guys like Aaron Scott and Bryce West. But these were two players that Ohio State had penciled in for the last week as presumptive starters in the 2026 season. And their addition, I think, shed some light on other departures, namely the departure of Fahim Delane, which has people shaking their head. But ultimately, it came down to a discussion, from what I understand, with Delane and others saying, hey, this is the direction we're probably going to go next year, because you have two extremely veteran, productive pieces that you've added to the roster in Earl Little Jr. and Terry Moore. You add those guys to Jalen McClain, and now you have what you think is a pretty good starting trio of safeties.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of research on Sunday, Berm.
Whoa. We don't do research on the show.
I know. This is a real break from the norm, which is like, buckle up. And I just randomly decided to pull up 2024 Pro Football Focus safety grades. Well, that would be interesting, because Terry Moore at Duke last year, he tore his ACL in the Gator Bowl after an interception, did not play in 2025. But I was not aware that Terry Moore was the highest graded power four safety in all of college football 2 years ago, ahead of Caleb Downs. Now, I understand we take these grades with a grain of salt. They are not gospel. And we all know that Caleb Downs is really freaking good. But at least according to this metric, if you had added Terry Moore then, that could have been a theoretical upgrade over Caleb Downs, which I know is crazy. I'm not saying I agree to it. But if you get that version back fully healthy now to Ohio State to replace Caleb Downs, man, that sure seems like a real step in the right direction.
Yeah, and what really makes Terry Moore and Earl Little important pieces to add is that they don't necessarily have to slot into one spot in the safety room. So it's not necessarily that Earl Little is replacing Lorenzo Styles and Terry Moore is replacing Caleb Downs, because I still believe that there's a likely option here that Jalen McClain slides into the role that Caleb Downs played, since he's got the experience in the system and has more opportunity to have learned all the things Caleb does. But what you get here is a player in Terry Moore that was, again, highly productive, four interceptions in his second team all conference season in 2024. Probably should have been the first team all conference, but you know how these awards go. And a player that was obviously very highly graded. Now, the thing here is, as I said, these guys can play all over the place. That's why you went after these types of players. And again, why someone like Fahim Delane, that was kind of boxed into being a box safety. You can be more flexible with this group, and which is why Ohio State decided to make this move, even though you had somebody that you were very, very high on in Fahim Delane on the roster and presumably in line to start. So this gives the Buckeyes flexibility. It gives them talent. It's not to say that Terry Moore and Earl Little don't have question marks around them. Everyone does. If a guy's in the transfer portal heading into year five of their career, there's generally been a question about them. Earl Little declared for the NFL draft 3 weeks ago and then changed his mind. And then I think at that point is when Ohio State realized, hey, we have a chance to get this kid. And obviously Terry Moore had the ACL injury. So you're hoping you get a healthy and productive set here. And I think that's what the Buckeyes got.
Let me be clear that one of the reasons that we shouldn't do research on this show is that the first thing that I did was just look up Terry Moore. And that gave me a lot of information about like an old actress from the 1950s. And that didn't sound like a great pickup, but I eventually got to the right space and learned some more information. And when you talked about flexibility and versatility and having safeties that can play multiple spots, Berm, that certainly feels like what you're going to get from Earl Little. Versatility and veteran experience are going to be the two operative buzzwords here for basically every position in this NFL style roster that we're talking about Ohio State adapting moving forward. This is a guy who was in Earl Little Jr., the number 12 cornerback, according to the rankings coming out now, what, 4+ years ago. So he played corner. He started at Alabama. They started his career at Alabama, played 2 seasons there, spent multiple seasons playing at Florida State. So that's a ton of experience at powerhouse programs. It has come at corner and in that nickel role and being used all over the place. So you're right. I mean, it's easy for me to say that's Lorenzo Styles Jr. replacement. And I still think that's probably where he's going to be best. But we also talked about in the Cotton Bowl how much things changed for Ohio State once Lorenzo Styles was injured, and we saw that in the middle of the season. You need your safeties, you need your corners to be able to play multiple roles if you're only going to play 40 to 45 players. So that's, I think, critical here. I don't know how much Terry Moore can do that, but we know that Earl Little can.
Yeah, I mean, Earl was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school. He's a teammate of Brandon Innes and Mark Fletcher and those guys at American Heritage. So a program that produces really good players. Ohio State trusts those guys. He obviously played for Nick Saban for the same 2 years, he was there at the same time as Caleb Downs. So when you start to piece together how this came to be for Ohio State, for a guy that entered the transfer portal 2 years ago, entered the NFL draft process or was going to, and then pulled back, I think you can reasonably assume that Brandon Innes, Caleb Downs, and other guys had a hand in that, saying, hey, maybe this is an opportunity you should look into because I got a lot better here and I learned this here and I had a chance to play for Matt Patricia, blah, blah, blah. The program is in great shape, et cetera. So coming from a place like Florida State, you can understand why, with all of the turmoil that they've had in the last few years, a guy like Earl Little would look at Ohio State as sort of a smooth seas and what's been an otherwise rocky waters for him in the last couple of years. But the talent is there, the flexibility is there, the versatility is there. And again, that if Ohio State didn't believe that, they wouldn't have been willing to allow a guy like Fahim Delaney, who they're very high on, to enter the transfer portal. They would have found a way to make that work. But I think you have to give some credit to the Ohio State staff here for being honest with Fahim Delaney and saying, these are the guys we're looking at. This is the likely outcome for 2026. You're gonna play, but we don't know exactly what role you're gonna have, and that's what you have to do. It's also why, you know, we haven't talked about Hunter Wilson yet, the tight end from Northwestern, who also committed to Ohio State on Monday. That's a similar conversation the Buckeyes had with him, but also Ohio State's other tight ends in the last 48 hours as they were trying to wait out Max Clair's decision. Nothing's been officially announced there, but we believe that Max Clair will head off to the NFL. And that's what was the impetus for the decision to accept a commitment from Hunter Wilson today. So, you know, the Buckeyes are doing the right thing by their current players and having upfront forward conversations to say, hey, this is where we have to go and it might not work for you. And I don't think people are going to love that necessarily because, like, the brotherhood conversation. But some of that is just like, you have to be honest with these kids in your program, and the Buckeyes have been.
Yeah. I mean, I think you mentioned Ohio State being in great shape as they came out this weekend. You are in much better shape.
That's very sweet of you to say. Have you noticed?
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks. I have.
It's been about a month now since I started Awaken 180. And as of Monday morning, I was down 29 pounds in the last month, which is pretty substantial. So, I mean, it's been easier than I thought. And I thought it might be easy because I watched you do it and I felt like you weren't really struggling the way that I would have anticipated at the time. But
yeah,
real like commitment to it, but also a commitment from the Awaken 180 people to like give me structure, to give me coaching, to give me support, and to make sure that I keep going has been instrumental. I just, as soon as I got home on Monday, finished up a meeting with my coach, who's awesome. So if you are out there, America, and you want to lose weight like Austin did, you want to lose like I did, I bet if you joined up now at awaken180weightloss.com, you could still lose 15 pounds by the end of January. It's really that easy once you commit to their really easy plan. So thanks for everyone for the support, but thanks to awaken180weightloss.com for giving me the motivation to take control of my own health and well-being.
Yeah, Buckeyes, as you mentioned, though, adding a little weight at tight end with Hunter Wilson. And, you know, I think, is this going to be one of those moves that shakes things up, a really sexy pickup, moving the needle? I mean, no, but it is a veteran tight end. He had 28 catches a year ago for Northwestern, which we all know how limited that passing attack was. So that's not nothing. And also, Ohio State is not necessarily yes, it is probably propelled by the fact that we expect Max Clair to go to the NFL draft, but I don't think that Welsing is the guy who has to come in and immediately take up the slack and take all those targets for the Ohio State offense. They've already added another Ohio tight ends. They've added two to the room. And you have Nate Roberts going into a year two. You mentioned some of the conversations that the coaching staff was having. Keenan Bailey would need to have those with his room to have a clear picture of who's coming back. And if Nate Roberts is poised for some sort of role ascension in year two, I think, you know, everyone would need to be on the same page about what that looks like, because in terms of the transfer portal window still being open until Friday, and the player in Keenan Bailey's tight end room who would have the most portal value, like, that would be Nate Roberts. So you don't want to try and replace one veteran with another and then have that sacrifice someone that you've invested in for the future.
Yeah, not just someone that you invested in, but Nate Roberts. And I will say this plainly, this even includes a guy like Jeremy Ruckert, who is the number one ranked tight end in the country when he signed with Ohio State in the class of 2018. I have never heard the Ohio State staff talk about a tight end in the recruiting process the way that they did Nate Roberts. And they believe firmly that he is not just the future of the room, but he is like the immediate future of the room. I don't believe that there's a world where Nate Roberts is not tight end one next year for Ohio State, which is great for people who are sick of seeing him at fullback. But what you get out of a guy like Hunter Welsing at number one, heading into seventh year of college football, is a lot of football that's been played, a lot of things he's seen and learned. But at 6'3", 255 pounds, he's a guy that I think makes a lot more sense in that H-back, big, additional fullback role. So you can allow Nate Roberts to now be flexed out and be a traditional tight end and used in a way that I think he was more expecting to when he signed with Ohio State. When you think about all the guys that the Buckeyes have lost in the transfer portal in the last week, including a number of guys from that 2025 signing class, like, if you would have lost Nate Roberts, like, that's one where you go, ah, dang it, we cannot afford that. So, Mason Williams is a nice add. Hunter Welsing is a nice add. But this is a room for Keenan Bailey where it's still, I think you have to go into 2026 expecting Nate Roberts and Bennett Christian to be your top two tight ends. And then you see what Hunter Welsing and Max Mason Williams give you moving forward. But what you get is a veteran presence. You get toughness. You get a guy that understands the Big Ten. And you get someone who can help bring along Nate Roberts, which is vital in this era of young guys expecting to play right away, but maybe not being mentally prepared to play right away. Now you've got some veteran presence to help be a leader there. And again, it's not always sexy. The fact is you're replacing roster spots here, not necessarily just starters. But if Max Clair leaves, as we expect, this was a decision Ohio State had to make. And again, I think people should be happy about it because there's added value here that is going to go beyond the box score.
Well, they did have to add starting caliber pieces on the defense, and they did that. So after a lot of hand-wringing and doom and gloom about where the transfer portal was going for Ohio State, at least a shift on Sunday and Monday for the Buckeyes, and they are still working to bring in a few more talented pieces in the days ahead. And we will cover all of that, as always, on the Austin and Berm Show. We'll have more snap judgments as warranted. It can happen at literally any moment. And we will be right back here on 97.1 and 10 TV, 97.1 The Fan, and 10 TV Plus, and 10 TV, and Apple, Spotify, and Roku. You think by now I would just have all those memorized, but I'm in just such a hurry to snap our way out of these snappy J's that I tripped over my words. But I thank you for your understanding and your patience and for watching as we break down these portal pickups for Ohio State. He's Berm. I'm Austin. We'll talk to you later.